Fiscal 2013 was a banner year for small business contractors. For the first time in nearly a decade, agencies awarded 23% of all available contracts to small firms. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on how the government met that small business contracting goal. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so it's been lumbering around 22.5%, 22.7%, so meeting 23% and exceeding it by a little bit. Big accomplishment. How do they do it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the first time in almost 10 years that they actually met that 23% goal. Now, a lot of people would say, yeah, finally. But at the same time, I mean, this is a huge deal for several reasons. And let me get to the statistics first. You know, $83 billion went to small firms in 2013. This is out of a possible $355 billion that the SBA decided was available for small firms to bid on. So that equaled about 23.4% of all prime contracts went to these small businesses. Now, this is the first time since 2005, so this is a pretty big deal, and I think that's why the Small Business Administration, NASA, members of Congress really did celebrate that achievement Friday in Greenbelt, Maryland, at the NASA Goddard Visitor Center. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin was on hand. He's a Democrat from Maryland and member of the Small Business Committee.
The announcement you made today, meeting the goal of 23%, in case you all know out there, it's a tough economic environment. Yeah, you know. You know. You know how tough this is. And I can tell you it's difficult to break through a procurement process when everybody's trying to hold on to all the dollars. When you have a growing pie, you can bring more people in and you can meet your goals. It's a little bit easier, but it's tough in a tough economic time. So this really is big news that we've met the small business goal. And as has been pointed out, it's not just the overall goal, which is impressive in and of itself, but disadvantaged businesses are doing well. Women-owned businesses are doing well. Veterans service disabled are doing well. The hub zone doing well. So you've met your mission, and you're moving in the right direction.
Now, Cardin referred there back to the progress made against several of the socioeconomic goals, you know, small disadvantaged business, women-owned business. And that's what's interesting about this year. It's not only did the government make the small business goal, that 23% goal, but it also awarded a higher percentage of contracts to small disadvantaged businesses, to women-owned businesses, and to service-disabled veteran-owned business than not just last year, than really ever before. So for small disadvantaged businesses, commonly known as SDBs, 8.6% of all contracts went to those firms. Women-owned businesses received 4.3% of all contracts. Last year, they received something like 4% of all contracts. And service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses saw 3.4% of all contracts go their way. Now, the government did make its goal for small disadvantaged businesses and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses, but missed its goal for both women-owned and hub zone businesses. Now, all these accomplishments are part of what Maria Contreras-Sweet, the SBA administrator, says is a broad effort to improve access to federal contracts for small businesses by the Obama administration.
During President Obama's first 5 years in office, the federal government has awarded $459 billion in contracts to small businesses. This is a $62 billion increase over the five preceding years. Even as contract spending has declined due to the sequester and government downsizing. Since 2010, the President has convened the White House Small Business Procurement Group. The work of this group doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it's been critical. The President also implemented the Quick Pay Program, which helps the government's small business suppliers get paid in 15 days or less. This today marks another important achievement.
So Contreras-Sweet says while meeting the 23% goal is obviously important, there's obviously a lot more work that can be done. Women-owned, hub-zone-owned businesses still need more attention by agencies. Now, overall, the SBA scored or graded 24 of the cabinet-level agencies responsible for meeting these government-wide goals. SBA gave 20 of them an A grade, 3 of them a B grade, and only the Energy Department earned an F grade. But we should talk about why Energy got an F, because they're really at a big disadvantage as well as their contract spending, because so much of it goes to run their national labs. And in many ways, small businesses are not qualified as a prime contractors to run those national labs. So the Energy Department's at a bit of a disadvantage in many respects.
Okay. So, Jason, explain government-wide, why was this year different than the previous 9 years when the government fell short of this goal?
I think there's several reasons. First, I think the government has been, as Tom mentioned earlier, they've been almost to the goal, 22.5, 22.7, 22.8%. And I think just this is the year they finally, if you will, get over the hump and break through the barrier. I think the second reason is part of the reason, another major focus area of the 23% goal is by the White House. Now, John Sciarca is an associate administrator for government contracting and business development at SBA. I caught up with him after the press conference on Friday.
There's been a laser-like focus with respect to small business procurement from the White House. As an example, although this became law in the National Defense Authorization Act of 13, keeping senior executive service members accountable to a goal. As the White House asked, that not only on the acquisition side, but on the program side. You have a program, you have a budget, you should be held up to and accountable for a goal, and your evaluation criteria as an SES is going to count on that. We've seen that gain traction. When the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization reports to a deputy secretary or higher, we've seen that gain traction. So I think it's institutionalizing some of these measures that's going to gain traction, and once they're institutionalized, our perspective is it'll be much more difficult to go backwards.
Now, Sciarca says the flow down of attention from the White House has been helped by the Small Business Procurement Council. Now, this council is made up by the SBA, the Commerce Department's Minority Business Development Agency, and each of the agencies director of the Office of Small Disadvantaged Business Utilization. Now, Congress established the council in 2012 as part of the Defense Authorization Bill. Now, Sciarca says the council has regular meetings on the goal and holds agencies accountable.
There is a lot of focus on how agencies perform on their scorecards. A significant number of agencies accomplish a grade of A or A+. So there's a lot of focus from the White House. There's a lot of questions with respect to why we missed those goals, and there's a lot of accountability demanded. But at the same time, I will add that, you know, we've worked closely. You hear in this city that there isn't a lot of opportunity to work closely with the Hill. Well, we've actually worked very closely with our committees to make sure that the Small Business Jobs Act is being implemented, to make sure that the provisions around the National Defense Authorization Act have been implemented. There was a lot of provisions and a lot of rulemaking in both those legislations to really gain traction when it comes to small business procurement.
Now, the House and Senate Small Business Committees have been pressing the executive branch to meet the goal for several years and even raise it. Congressman Sam Graves is the chairman of the Small Business Committee. He says meeting the 23% goal this year shows those reforms that Sciarca mentioned by Congress that they approved over the last few years actually are working. The reforms include, as you heard Sciarca say, holding senior officials more accountable, but also making size standards easier to understand and giving more authority to those agency small business advocates. And in fact, Graves is pushing to increase the government-wide goal to 25%. And, you know, they just got to the 23%. He already wants to increase it.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, this 23%, what is it 23% of? Because you mentioned a figure of $355 billion that the SBA says is addressable by small business, but that's not all of federal contract spending.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a big point of contention for both Congress and some small business advocates. If you hear the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, agencies spent about $450 billion on procurement in 2013. But SBA is calculating its goal only out of $355 billion. So that does lead to your question, Tom. What about that other $100 billion? Well, SBA takes a position that if you count things like tanks or planes or even overseas contracting, that's got to be taken out of that $450 billion because small businesses just can't compete for that for prime contracts. But Graves and others say, whoa, the law states 23% of all federal contracting must go to small firms. So if you bring in that other $100 billion, the total figure of reaching the 23% goal is actually even further away than traditionally what you've seen over the last decade. In fact, in 2013, Congress required SBA to reevaluate what they call their exclusions in the goaling process. And I asked Sciarca about that effort and where does it stand today?
We did the evaluation. We determined some things to be responsive to congressional intent. We deemed some things that should be in there, right? And certain agencies should be there. The one real outlier is overseas contracts. And this has been a discussion that's been out there consistently. Our intent really is to take a look at the advocacy's report and then actually reach out to the community, reach out to stakeholders, internal federal stakeholders, as well as external stakeholders, the small businesses, in a sort of, I wouldn't call it a rulemaking process, but in a process to engage the community to see really what is the right exclusions in goaling. And we hope that that process will take effect before the 16 calculations go in place.
Shiraka says the SBA's Office of Advocacy actually examined SBA's analysis of addressable spend for vendors. He says the Office of Advocacy says SBA should stick to its methodology so they can compare apples to apples in future years. But there are some contract areas, such as leasing, where small businesses could play a bigger role and they could bring some of that money back into that overall pot. I think, you know, this is a longer-term issue. I think we're going to see some of the changes that SBA is making based on their analysis in 2016 and even in 2017 when agencies and SBA work together to update their goals and recalculate how much they accomplished.
Jason, did Shiraka indicate that whether they think some of the changes for small, for women-owned business contracting, which are now pending, which would give them more equal footing in terms of being able to get sole source contracts and so forth, that would, when that becomes law, that would boost that amount going to women-owned?
So he wouldn't touch the legislation question because it's still pending legislation. But actually, SBA Administrator Contreras-Sweet said she fully supports that move to sole source contracts for women-owned small businesses. And she made a point of you know, talking to Ben Cardin, who was there, and said, you guys got to make this happen because this we have to give women-owned businesses the same tools that small disadvantaged businesses, HubZone, and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses already have.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And Jason, thanks as always.
My pleasure.